Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and this is your bonus subscriber episode for the week of April 8. So, eclipse kicks off this week. It is taking place in the Southern Hemisphere in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. Everywhere else, it will be taking place on Monday evening. We also are in the middle of Mercury retrograde. How are you guys feeling? I've been feeling it big time this week. I had a couple of things go wrong technically with celestial storytelling last week. I really tried not to blame them on Mercury retrograde because they were my fault, but they were very tech related. And I feel like maybe if it hadn't been Mercury retrograde, they wouldn't have happened. I also had, I'm not going to go into the details, but just in case people are feeling this, I had a very Mercury retrograde in Aries interaction on Instagram the other day. I'm not really on Instagram at the moment, to be honest. I'm just finding it a little bit overwhelming. And I hopped on the other day and someone had posted a video about something in particular. We won't go into the particulars of it. And I just strongly disagreed with her. And my usual MO is to not do anything. Like, I don't need... She was a friend, mind you. She wasn't a stranger. Like, I do know her socially. But usually I just wouldn't say anything. I'm like, what's the point? Whatever. People can do whatever they want on Instagram. But I found it so inflammatory. That's Aries. That I had to say something. And I was really calm. And I wrote the message that I wanted to say to her in notes. And I made sure the tone was really good. And I sat on it for a few hours. And I reread it. I did all the things I was meant to do. And then I sent it and it was received okay. She got a little bit defensive, I think, but mostly it was received okay. And I was just offering her, Gemini, I was just offering her a different perspective to the very strong opinion that she'd had about something. But it was funny. The reason I'm telling you guys this is in reflection, I realized how much of that was fueled by what's going on in the sky in Aries at the moment, right? It hit on a little bit of a wound for me and several other people, and that was Chiron. It was someone perhaps communicating something in a way that wasn't the best take, and that was Mercury in retrograde. And then me, who's not really someone who feels like they need to pull people up on stuff, especially online, could not resist doing it. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that story in case you're feeling similar things. Do I wish I hadn't sent the message? No. I still stand by what I said, but I also feel like I probably wouldn't have had it been Mercury retrograde. And I just, yeah, if you guys feel like this sudden urge to have to say something, maybe just do what I did and sit on it for a bit, right? Write it in the notes app, read it a few times, go and do something else, read it again, you know, all the things. Anyway, maybe that will help you, maybe it won't. What else has been going on Mercury retrograde? My coffee grinder broke. And I figured it out right as I was making my morning coffee, which was annoying. So yeah, it's been quite the Mercury retrograde so far. Also, though, we know that there's good sides to Mercury retrograde, and I do feel like my intuition has been on point with many, many, many things, and that's been really affirming. So hopefully you've noticed that as well. This week in astrology, there's not a ton going on, but there are some important things. The first thing is, of course, the eclipse. Let us not slide over that. If you haven't listened to the Aries solar eclipse episode, it dropped last Friday, and I highly recommend listening to that. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to the Mercury retrograde episode, that dropped last Monday, and I highly recommend listening to that. This Thursday, April 11, Mars and Saturn will form a conjunction. When transiting Mars conjuncts transiting Saturn in astrology, it basically signifies a period where action, that's Mars, meets restriction or structure, right? That's Saturn. This particular alignment often brings about a time of significant effort and discipline that requires you to apply determination and patience to overcome obstacles, right? The only problem is there is a ton of planets in Aries at the moment, and Aries ain't patient, right? So just something to watch on Thursday. The energy of Mars, which is the ruler of Aries, is all about action, assertiveness, and initiation, combined with the more sober, disciplined, and sometimes limiting energy of Saturn, you could find yourself getting a little bit frustrated. Here are some other themes that might manifest during this transit. Good time to focus your efforts on something, right? This transit should supply some focus and stamina when it comes to challenging tasks. Anything that requires discipline, endurance, precision, I would be looking at tackling that Thursday, Friday of this week. Like I said, it could cause a little bit of frustration. It will likely test your patience, especially with so much Aries in play at the moment. The lesson here, I guess, is about patience, but perseverance and really sort of waiting for the right moment to act. If you are in the market for building some resilience, this conjunction is excellent for that. It teaches the importance of strategic planning and the value of delayed gratification. One more sort of downside is you could find yourself in a conflict with authority. Mars, of course, is very confrontational in nature, as is Aries. Saturn's association with authority figures could lead to a bit of a clash with this conjunction. Now, it is worth saying Mars and Saturn are both in Pisces, right? Which is not confrontational at all. But it's probably indicating that there's not great boundaries in place. And if the boundaries are not there, then there could be a bit of a conflict. Each person's experience of this transit, of course, is going to vary based on your natal chart. So have a look where Pisces is in the chart. That's going to give you a lot of intel. We're sort of looking at the 14 degrees of Pisces mark. So have a look at where that is in your chart and where you might be feeling some of that energy I just mentioned. The key to navigating this transit successfully is to embrace its disciplined energy, plan carefully, act with intention, and use any frustration that comes up as a fuel for accomplishment rather than a source of defeat. Then on Thursday evening through to Friday evening, so from Thursday, April 11 through till evening of April 12, we have a Mercury Kazemi. Now, we have these every month, so they're not a huge deal, but they are a big deal during a Mercury retrograde, right? Because it's the one day when we get a moment of clarity during the chaos of Mercury retrograde. So a Kazemi, as you might remember, is when a planet sits in the heart of the sun, and Mercury will be sitting in the heart of the sun, and the sun is going to light it up. It's going to give it the energy it needs that's usually quite dormant when Mercury's retrograde. So look, my advice is to make the most of it. I personally have a few travel things I need to take care of, and I've been really apprehensive because, you know, it's Mercury retrograde. And after, God, the clusterfuck that was last week, I've been like, oh, maybe I should wait till it's over. But these things I actually really need to book. So I think I'm going to schedule time Thursday evening, Friday morning to take care of that. Information that's been a little bit confusing for you might land on Thursday, Friday with a little bit more clarity. Anything that Mercury retrograde has stirred up might even settle, but just on this day, right? After Friday, or by late Friday evening, these are all Australian times, by the way, it will not be in the heart of the sun anymore. It will no longer be a Kazemi, and it will go back to regular old Mercury retrograde. All right. But if there is a time to take advantage of it, that is the time. What else? That's about it, to be honest. Uranus and Jupiter are getting closer and closer and closer together. We've talked about that several times on the podcast. That conjunction actually takes place next week. Yeah. So the energy will start ramping up. I love this because it's got that same sort of eclipse feeling of unexpected change, but it's grounded in Taurus and it's not an eclipse. So I don't know. It kind of feels friendlier. It's in a different sign, but I imagine, I mean, Aries and Taurus are sitting quite close to each other. I imagine that whatever gets stirred up with the eclipse will likely be impacted with the Jupiter-Taurus conjunction. Although in saying that, that could not be the case. I don't know. I'm not a psychic. Let's see what happens. The free episode this week is going to be about this conjunction to prepare everyone. So, you know, you guys have heard so much about it in subscriber episodes, but I feel like you can never be too prepared. So definitely tune in for that episode. All right, my loves, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for listening. I will be back. The episode will drop on Thursday. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Luna Lover, the podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.